Alright guys, so welcome to the P Alpha Music Podcast. Make sure that you subscribe to the YouTube Rumble and Beaches channel. This is your host, Paolo Yervis Vargas. This is the episode 128. Title for today is Solve Problems and Stop Talking About Them. It's easy to talk about problems, Brian. It's easy to just mention problems. Easy to complain, whine about problems. Of course, it's harder to solve them. And sometimes solving those problems can open the doors for that $1 million jackpot. And let me explain why. Solving problems mean that you have to just dedicate time to solve an obstacle in your life, where that obstacle in the beginning seems very simplistic, but over time it becomes wider. Because what happens is that the faster you run from your problems, of course, the faster they become. They're always behind you. So why I say that? Let's start solving problems and stop talking about problems. There's a lot of movements through the world, and they do something very good, which is identifying a problem. The problem identifies. We know what's the body, we know what's the tendencies, we know what's the patterns. We know all these things that we can say, okay, Paolo, this thing over here is a problem. Therefore, we need to just identify the problem. Understood. You can find this with dating, money, self-development. You can really identify this into a lot of categories. Now, even though there's a lot of problems, there's something very common through all these groups is the fact that there's no solutions or not wanting to seek for solution. And I think I know why. And I might say some things that might be wrong, right? But I want to try and see where I can just move the pole. Some of these tendencies happens because maybe the problem is what brings the source, right? The solution probably we're going to cost them more and not bring them same revenues. And I simply think that a lot of people, right, they just want to complain about the problem, never solve it. Problems can be addictive. Problems can be addicted to our personality, can be addicted to our daily life. It can be addicted to what we do in our daily basis. And the reason is that we humans, we are very adaptable. And if we don't look for a solution to a certain problem, what we do is we adapt to that problem and we don't solve it, but we learn how to deal with it. We learn how to live with that problem. And all of a sudden, that problem become us. So now, the problem and us are one. Now, that being said, problems are just tests that I have or is bringing to our attention for you to start learning and just becoming a better person. Now, the reason we don't want to solve those problems is because what happened is we had to spend time and resources and emotion to just get a result from that problem. It means that we have to take accountability. And we know how hard it is to take accountability because for some reason it's just a kryptonite to ourselves. Now, what happened is that why we need to just solve problems? What is the benefit of solving problems? See, the problem is that the more you talk about problems, the more you dig yourself into, the more you just make your life about that problem, the problem gets worse. The problem gets worse. And when the problem gets worse, I mean, it's bigger, it's harder to solve it. That's why problems keep evolving and it becomes harder to solve it. Because the moment that you needed to solve the problem, you didn't or were not present to do so. Now, it's like someone that has a lot of bad behaviors, right? Or someone that has a lot of bad habits. They say the longer your years go without just dealing with those habits, the harder it is. Even though there's still a window. There's still a window to fix this problem. But because you didn't even have the momentum or the character to even solve those habits, it becomes harder even to deal with them. You don't want to be stuck in your life just thinking about the same problem, right? You don't want to be Johnny from the Cobra Kai. The guy that spent his entire life just letting these problems take care of his reality without solving these problems. And you don't want to be LaRusso either. Even though he looks like a very successful businessman, he's still allowing the problem take care of his heart. Therefore, by the end, there's some results that are not well taken. It's important for you to move on from one experience to the other. You don't want that experience to just shape your entire life. It was a part of your life. If that makes sense. If you have diabetes, don't wait until you're 65 to start doing exercise. Because when you're 65, you never have tried to do exercise, you might be in the late stage of just taking care of that diabetes. Maybe the insulin is just so out of control that probably you have so much water in your feet that you cannot do anything. So that's why you need to just start solving that problem from the get-go. Doing exercise, cutting carbs. Are you gonna cut carbs and make sure it's in a time frame where your body has enough time to fast it? The same with high blood pressure. Make sure that you have time to just let your body to fast. These are problems, but they can be fixed. And then in the long run, your body can be stronger to just deal with this problem. But if you did never build the foundation, there's not even reason to just even take pills. Because that's not solving the problem, just covering the problem with a rug. Remember when you were a kid, your mom told you, can you clean your room? And the first thing you would do, just put all the toys below the rug. Same thing. Life is very interesting. But something that we might be a prisoner of is our own self. Sometimes we create problems that are not real problems. And then we have to solve problems that are not even real problems. So that way, we're just wasting time. Sometimes we talk like a fool. Sometimes we talk too much, where we create more problems than need to be. And then we don't have the guts to even admit the fact that we just created that problem. Now we cannot even admit it that we created a problem. Therefore, neither we can solve it. So we have even the audacity to created. Interesting, right? Indeed. But we can fix that. And the way you fix that is understanding that a problem is something that is presented and you might fix it. You have to identify how much control you can have from that problem and how much control you can have to solve that problem. That's how you fix this situation. If that problem is out of your hands, it's not a problem. Let me say that again. If that problem is out of your hand, it's not a problem. Focus on those problems that you can deal and control. That's the most important one. Dealing with problems that you can control, it gives you space to understand that anything around you that can be reached, right, is an opportunity for you to make something happen, right, for the next you. That means next year, next 5 years. Don't let these things really affect the way you interact with the world. Time is not something that we just take back, we just lose it. Therefore, we have to be very, very careful how we utilize our time properly. That being said, I think that we're smarter than we think. And we don't give ourselves enough credit to understand that a lot of these things are intentionally an opportunity for us to become a better person. With this, guys, this was episode 128 from the PFL Music Podcast. Solve problems and talk. Stop talking about them. Like I said, any video platform, just make sure you subscribe. If you listen to a podcast in Anchor.fm, you know what to do. Just click a play and I'm gonna really appreciate it, and that's also is gonna help the podcast grow. With that, guys, this was the PFL Music Podcast. I'm out. Have a good night.